Hello everyone, anywhere on the globe. Welcome to the podcast where you can listen to inspiring spiritual insights and experience meditation. This podcast is brought to you by the Manhattan Meditation Center of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual Organization. Our variety of experienced facilitators, who are also long-time meditators, will share with you their unique insights and lessons, and a spiritual perspective on self and life. They will also take you deeper into an experience of inner stillness through meditation. Join us while we explore this spiritual approach to different life's situations that we all encounter. And you may discover that tools and solutions may be right within your own mind. If we can change our mindset, we might be able to change our world, since peace and joy begin with you and within your own mind. Enjoy this journey into knowing yourself truly.
Today we are exploring the power of tolerance. That is the great power, but maybe we are not valuing it as much as we should. So what it truly is? It is very easy to smile when someone is smiling to you. No power needed at all. Every one of us, we know how to do that. But when we know how to smile when someone is angry, then we are using the power of tolerance. So, can it be also external, or this kind of not so real, the power of tolerance? Yes, it can be. Because sometimes we are tolerating externally. We don't say anything. We keep on smiling. But internally, we are not smiling. The mind is not smiling. And then what happens? After some time, we say, I have been tolerating you so much. You have done this and this and that. And I never said anything to you. Was that real tolerance? No, it was limited tolerance. So the real tolerance is really when I am tolerating from within, which means that the thoughts are very pure and positive. There are no negative thoughts. For example, how can she be like that? I cannot take this anymore. Why I always need to tolerate? I am the one who is never saying anything. So this is not a real tolerance. And that's why we get tired of this type of limited tolerance. But when we really dive deep and get to know who we truly are, that we are those beautiful, pure, powerful beings of light. And when we are in that essence, it is very easy to use the power of tolerance. And another aspect which is very much helping in this is that seeing this like a game. Because we need to have the skill that we make big things small. Because ordinarily, we make small things big. And then it is so easy to react. Oh, do you know what happened today? My boss did like this. And then there is reaction. emotional reaction. So when we see this whole life as a game, it brings us to the detached observer states, and then very easily we are light and happy. Because game is something which is meant for entertainment. It's not serious. And when we are internally relaxed, it is so much easier to play this game and enjoy this game. And what do we need to tolerate? Because sometimes we really have to face things. But traditionally, we face what we should tolerate, and we tolerate what we should face. So it is a great gift that we can tolerate different personalities, different ways of doing things. For example, someone is quick, someone is slow, someone is introvert, someone is extrovert. There is no right or wrong. And when there is this power of tolerance, we are able to stay in the essence. We are able to stay aware that we are those loving beings, and we are able to see others with that same vision. And we are not getting caught up what is happening in that external level. And also, if someone is getting some emotional reaction, we should have that tolerance towards that also. If someone is, for example, angry, if I become angry because of lack of tolerance, then it just increases the flames of anger. So in order to make someone free from anger, I need to stay cool and calm myself first. So let's have a moment of silence, and after that, let's have a sweet meditation which is guiding us to realize how powerful we truly are. Let's have a good posture. We can keep our eyes open if it feels comfortable. And first, we just accept everything as it is right now. All the external things. There might be hot in the room, but let's just accept the condition as it is right now. Or there might be some noise, but that is also okay. That is normal also in the world of sound and action. That is external world. External world is temporary, always changing, and that cannot be controlled. Anything can happen at any moment. But now, just fully accepting the external world as it is. Who is the one who is accepting? The spiritual being within. That spiritual being is inside the body, but completely separate from the body. And this spiritual being is me, the real self, the only self, the one who is creating thoughts, feelings, the one who is acting through the body. Body belongs to the external world, and spiritual being belongs to the inner world. And this spiritual being is not originally from the external world. This sparkling point of light is from beyond. So the next step is to become aware that there is another dimension, spiritual dimension, beyond the physical dimension. And this world of light is the home of every soul. And in this dimension, there is no noise, no words, no actions, because here is no body. Body belongs to that external, limited world. But the real self is actually from this place. Place beyond the place. Belonging to the family of spiritual beings, everyone is a pure, powerful being of light. And each soul has all powers. Power of tolerance is just one power. But these beings are full of all possible spiritual powers. This is also the home of the divine, the one who never has own body. That's why this one soul is very special one, very unique, never becoming under influence of an ego, always in clarity, always helping, always full of unlimited love, peace, happiness. The one who is always in clarity and never makes even one mistake. This one is the supreme. And the relationship between the real self, the spiritual being, and this divine is eternal. The most beautiful relationship ever. And after some time, it is time to visit again in the physical dimension, to come into sound and action. But now soul is fully awake. Soul is aware of the full picture. The world beyond this physical dimension. And now it's time to use all those powers within. And it is very easy when soul stays detached. It's like keeping a distance, because when one keeps distance to the drama of life, it is easier to see what needs to be done at any moment. So seeing the drama of life as a game, it is a great gift. It is a pleasure to play this game. Seeing the whole drama from completely different perspective. This is spiritual angle. And that's why it is so easy to be tolerant towards everything and everyone. Because internally one knows that behind those ego reactions, anger, sadness, and stress, there are those beautiful spiritual beings of light. And those are the real ones. Those are the family, the spiritual family. So seeing through the layers of ego and ego-based reactions, and then it is extremely easy to be tolerant, calm, and cool in every situation. Thank you. Hopefully, you get an insight of a little bit different tolerance, and hopefully, you had an experience that what is that spiritual inner tolerance. So have a lovely day and see you again. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening today to Inspiring Insights and Meditations. Do visit our website, ManhattanMeditationCenter.org, for more info about in-person and online courses and events, and for more inspirations for life.